Later today, Governor Cuomo has his State of the State address. Here from Albany to talk with us this morning is Karen DeWitt. Good morning to you.
Morning, Jay.
All right. This State of the State has been interesting in its buildup. The governor has been telling us little bits and pieces over the last week or so. What about this? Are you seeing a change in the way the governor and this administration is going about its business starting off the new year?
Well, actually, this is the second time that the governor has done this. Last year, he ended up doing the State of the State late because his father passed away on January 1st. And he's doing it purposefully this year, rolling out an 8-day rollout. He has 14 proposals. And it's good for him because he gets attention each day instead of one speech where it's all going to be jumbled together and he gets, you know, one day of headlines. And he's done everything from these giant building projects, everything from the Long Island Railroad to $22 billion for upstate road and bridges, a freeze on the thruway tolls, criminal justice reform, raising the minimum wage, giving more money to the environment, more money for minority and women-owned businesses, a whole range of things, you name it. And he has succeeded in getting headlines every day on this stuff.
And it has been interesting, though, from a Buffalo standpoint. There was a joke for a while that it almost seemed like he was the governor of Buffalo. He was coming to this city so frequently, yet in this rollout, he doesn't come to Buffalo at all.
Yeah, that's very interesting. He's been everywhere, I think, except Buffalo over the last 8 days. But he did concentrate on Buffalo first for economic development and revitalization with the famous Buffalo Billion. I think other parts of the state have, you know, openly said they've been jealous of that. He spent more time in Rochester, Central New York, Long Island, and of course, New York City, where he has somewhat of a rivalry now with the New York City mayor. So he likes to spend time there trying to one-up the mayor. So I think he had said that he was going to move on to other regions of the state and show them some attention. And I think he's following through with that.
Not sure how much he plans on touching upon ethics reform during his speech today. But it is interesting, of course, the U.S. attorney coming out telling the Cuomo administration that they are in the clear in terms of their dealings with the Moreland Commission. But is there more to it than just the Moreland Commission?
I think that the governor will propose some very strong ethics reforms. He's done that in the past. The question is, will he follow through and get the legislature to do this? But this does strengthen his hand because now he can say, well, I've been cleared. You guys are the ones in trouble. However, the U.S. attorney is still looking into the Solar City project and how that bidding was arranged and whether there was some timing with campaign contributions. So that is still out there. And there hasn't been any statement saying that anybody's been cleared with that. So there is still some perhaps trouble or at least worries ahead for Governor Cuomo when it comes to the U.S. attorney.
When it comes to money, that has become an issue also in terms of these projects that the governor has laid out. He's had some very big ticket items that he's been talking about in this rollout to the State of the State. How do you expect him to address that today? Do you expect him to address how this is going to be paid for? Because that obviously comes with a certain amount of controversy or potential controversy.
Well, this is not only his State of the State address. It's also his budget address. He's combining them both for the second year in a row. So I assume that he is going to have to reveal how is he going to pay for all this. His chief of staff has even alluded in a speech in New York City that was reported by Politico yesterday that it could reach $100 billion, all of these projects. So are you going to phase them in? Is it going to be bonding? I mean, that is a very big question. How is this all going to be paid for? And the governor still hasn't fully said how he's paying for a massive construction project, the Tappan Zee Bridge over the thruway over the Hudson River. He still hasn't said how he's going to pay for that. And that project is already ongoing. So that's going to be one of the big questions that we're going to be listening for later today.
Karen DeWitt joining us from Albany this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.